Hi there. The word for you today is, it's just part of life's journey. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, we read, there hath no temptation taken you. Let me read that more fully. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to mankind. Notice that word, taken. Suddenly you're, quote, taken or caught in a set of circumstances you didn't create, you don't want, and you don't know how to get out of. Understand this, because it's just part of life's journey. You don't pick the test picks you. You don't get to choose who breaks your heart, or who gets on your nerves, or who lets you down. When you first held your child, you didn't think that one day you'd be down at the detention center trying to get them out of lockup. You couldn't have known that a routine checkup would have you in the hospital fighting some life-threatening illness. Maybe your problem is so personal and embarrassing that you're actually afraid to even discuss it with anybody. So you walk the floor at night praying, Lord, get me out of this or I'm finished. Hey, you're not alone. Even the great apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 1 and 8, we despaired even of life. When you've been, quote, taken by a situation, you learn three things, okay? Number one, don't judge others. The Bible says every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. When you don't know what somebody's been through or the circumstances that have conditioned them, please be quiet. And if you have to talk about them, talk to God, okay? Number two, don't tell your troubles to the wrong people. Look for people who will share your burden, not spread your problem. And number three, the big one, bring it to Jesus. If you take it anywhere else, you're going to the wrong source. The Bible says, great promise, Hebrews 4:16, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Don't you love that word? Come with confidence, so that you may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need.